The pandemic has forced schools to move their teaching online for safety reasons, but there are education institutions that went online years ago to be more convenient for their constituents. One is Western Governors University. It's a nonprofit online college that was created by Western Governors about 25 years ago to provide a lower-cost alternative to traditional higher education.
We provide online access for individuals who are looking to advance their degrees. Maybe they want to become teachers, go into the health professions, business, or areas of IT. So those are the high-demand workforce areas that we primarily serve.
That's Tanya Drake, the chancellor of WGU's Washington subsidiary. Drake was in Spokane last week for a policy summit sponsored by the Association of Washington Business. I asked how the pandemic has changed a university that hasn't had to spend time worrying about in-person learning.
We're seeing a large number of students who are sort of rethinking their careers post-pandemic and what they want to do. Individuals who might be at Hanford and engineers and are transitioning because they want to be STEM teachers in the area. And so we are excited not only to see the growth in the programs, but the mindsets of our students about how they can make a difference in their communities as well.
Drake was joined in Spokane by WGU Washington's executive dean for its College of Education, Mark Milliron.
So we really leaned hard, for example, into a new program we're calling our ParaPro to Teacher Pathways. So we got about a $5 million grant from the U.S. Department of Education to leverage federal work study to work directly with school districts to allow them to help their ParaPros, help fund those ParaPros, get them into educational programs. And as they're working as teacher aides, as they're working as support folks in the schools, they can get on the pathway towards becoming a teacher. And as you can imagine, it's a great way to make sure somebody who's from Spokane can stay in Spokane because they can get paid as they're on that pathway and even in while they're doing student teaching and then get to become a teacher of record. So we're definitely leaning into innovations during this time. Everything we're seeing, big expansions in cybersecurity. We're seeing big expansions, especially in behavioral health care. That's going to be happening post-pandemic.
I asked about how the college is recruiting people for careers that seem to be losing their luster, where there are shortages of workers in teaching and healthcare.
We're seeing a big rise, for example, right now. We've got about a 20% increase in our applications for teaching in the course of the last quarter alone. And part of it is because we've heard from parents who had to help homeschool their kids for the last year. And they're actually rethinking their careers. They're saying, hey, I actually like this teaching thing. I could do this for a living. And the idea of doing something that has meaning. I think the same thing happened post 9/11, where people took a deep breath and they said, I kind of want to do something that's going to make a difference. And if I could find a way that would, you know, I could work while I learn and get on that pathway, I think I'm willing to try it. And we're seeing the same thing with nursing and with teaching, that if we can give them a viable pathway for them to be able to work and learn and get on that pathway of meaning where they can make a difference, they're willing to jump in and do it. And I think we're going to have to double down on that work because we are going to have some real challenges with folks who have been burned out and who have had some real, like, heartbreaking situations in teaching and in nursing over the course of the pandemic. But again, I do think the occupations of meaning are going to have real attraction to a lot of people, especially post something like this pandemic.
You know, I've heard story after story during the pandemic of our students who've been through an online model, who've been applying the skills that they learned as a student to their own classroom and become mentors within their schools, and that are telling others about the benefits of this online flexible model.
I think there's a lot of kind of sloppy conflation out there where people are equating online learning with the emergency remote learning that people had to do. And I think, you know, a lot of teachers and a lot of schools did heroic work to immediately go online. The challenge is that was emergency remote learning. That's totally different from the 25 plus years of experience that people have in doing high quality digital learning. And it's kind of like equating an emergency life raft with a luxury liner, right? They both float, but they're very different things, right? So what we've been trying to do is help people understand, hey, there are people who are really good at doing online and hybrid learning, and we want to make sure we can have them experience that with something like Western Governors if they're going to do it. The second thing I would say is we're really worried about people kind of leaning into, I hate to use this technical of a term, but reactionary traditionalism, where the whole idea is, hey, let's get back to normal as quickly as possible. We actually think this is a moment in particular in the world of education, but also maybe in healthcare, maybe in law enforcement, maybe in other areas. The idea where we can take a beat and let's vision not just a new normal, but maybe a new possible. Let's figure out how we can recreate things, leveraging the new tools at our disposal and do things differently. That's what our College of Education is really trying to lean into, is can we help catalyze next generation education?
Tanya Drake is the chancellor for the Washington subsidiary of Western Governors University. Mark Milliron is its executive dean of the university's College of Education.